B-Pod Studios.
All right, it's the 5 o'clock hour of the Mike Mussinelli Show. 5 o'clock hour is brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay it off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. Just an update on the Mike Miss Open. We were told today that the golf tournament has sold out, that there are no longer chances to get tickets except if you get to twosome in the ticket raids. So 100% sold out. The Mike Mussinelli Open Thursday, May 16th. Ron Jaworski's Downingtown Country Club in Downingtown, PA. Thank you so much for selling out so quickly. You know the proceeds from this event go to a great cause, the American Association for Cancer Research, the AACR, the world's first and largest cancer research organization, bringing together the greatest minds in cancer research to cure and prevent cancer. We're presented this year by Corona Premier, Great Light Beer, the premium light beer for people looking for an elevated light beer experience. Only 2.6 grams of carbs and 90 calories. But you can win a twosome in the outing by going to the Corona Premier ticket raid. Again, it's April 24th. What day would that be?
It's a Thursday.
Thursday, April 24th at the Post in Philadelphia from 7 to 8 p.m. The Friday, the 25th, at Duffer's Pub in Concordville from 7:30 to 8:30.
It's Wednesday and Thursday.
All right, the 24th is Wednesday, April 24th, Wednesday, the Post in Philadelphia. 4:25 is Thursday, Duffer's Pub in Concordville. And May 1st, what day would that be?
It's a Wednesday.
Wednesday. Station Tap House in Doylestown from 7:30 to 8:30. So there you go. You can still get a twosome or qualify to win a twosome at those ticket rates.
And there's a rumor that we might be able to give away a twosome or two at some point during your program.
Uh-huh.
But that has to be all firmed up next week. So you got to keep listening.
Okay. All right. There you go. All right. I'm looking at this mock draft for the Eagles. And Mel Kiper was the guy, I think, that picked this 25th pick. And then McShay took it. McShay took Jeffrey Simmons.
He can play.
Defense tackle from Mississippi State, which would give a couple of Mississippi State guys, put him right in the middle there with Fletcher Cox. But that means they bypassed the two defensive linemen from Clemson, including Dexter Lawrence. Yeah, it would go later to the Los Angeles Chargers according to this mock.
Yeah,
is Jonathan Simmons a better player?
I think so. I think he can really play. And he can fit. He can grow. And you need depth because you probably have your starters. So you don't need him to start right away, but you need him to play some snaps, a decent amount of snaps. And I think he can do it right away. Penetrating guy.
Okay, second round, the Eagles with two picks. McShay again picks. He got Taylor Rapp, a safety from Washington.
They do have some age back there.
And then 57, pick 57, Miles Sanders, the running back from Penn State.
I like it.
Selected by McShay.
Because he's got an upside. His production, I mean, he was following Saquon, so that's tough.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I think he can play, and he would help them right away. And he can do some return stuff, too, if you needed to in a pinch.
Yeah, I mean, his numbers at the combine were really impressive. I didn't think he was that fast. But he did flash 4-3 type numbers at the combine. So, yeah, they only did the first three rounds. So that's three players the Eagles would have gotten. All right, let's go back to the phones with Woody in Atlantic City. Woody, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Woody.
Yo, Mike, how you been, man?
What's up, Woody? How you doing?
Yeah, congratulations on your anniversary.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
Yeah, listen, I was just listening to what you and B. West were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on board with that.
Mm-hmm.
About how fast the Sixers play.
Yeah.
And if they stay like that, I think they got a real good chance of doing some damage to Toronto.
Yeah, I hope so. I don't know how to call it yet. I can't look at last night's game over the Nets and say, well, they're going to be really good against Toronto. I need more information on them playing together with Embiid on the floor.
Yeah, okay. All right. What if they don't defer to Embiid as much as they have been in the past.
Well, I don't know how they're going to do that. Because when he's on the floor, they're going to have to give him the ball.
It's true, but then, I mean, everybody can get shot there. It happens with everybody else.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, Joel Embiid on the floor is pretty powerful, you know, compulsion to get him the basketball.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, they got to stop that. Yeah, they do.
What do you want him to be, a bit player? Embiid's a dominant player.
No, I know he is, but I saw Toby do that the other day. He was about to take a shot, and then Embiid was standing there, and he deferred and gave the ball to Embiid.
Yeah.
If he go ahead and do his thing, this guy can average 30 points a night.
Who, Tobias?
Yeah.
Well, last night he didn't miss a three, so that helped.
Okay.
And there are going to be some nights where he's a 40% three-point, 43% three-point shooter, so he's not going to make all of them all the time.
Exactly. But I like to see this guy do this every night because he can do it. And I think
I think he should be more engaged, too. He wasn't engaged.
Exactly. And if everybody get engaged, they had 131 points.
But see, I'm cautious. I'm more cautious than you, Woody. Because what I do is I go, okay, I can't take a good game against the Brooklyn Nets where they beat them without Embiid and translate that to anything that has to do with the Toronto series.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just not that type of dude. I need more info. Ian in media, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ian.
Hey, Mikey.
What's up, Ian?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, want to talk a little about the Eagles schedule?
Sure.
All right, I'm going to go 14-2.
14-2.
Conference secured. We have the number one seed overall.
Okay.
Hold on. Here's the games that worry me.
Yeah. You know,
I can actually kind of see this one as a draw is the Packers because how short it is. But Rodgers, he eats up. He's got the same problem as the Saints going to have. He's eating up a lot of their cap draft space. So they might not get a lot of premier weapons out of him.
Yeah.
For him.
Mm-hmm.
But Seattle just kills us for some.
Are you worried about? You worried about Seattle and who else?
Packers. I think the Packers.
So they're the only two losses on the schedule: at the Green Bay and Seattle at home.
Yes.
Really? So you got to win in three straight games on the road. You got him beating the New England Patriots and the Bears.
I think that's going to be a double-digit victory over the Patriots. Carson, I've had friends who worked within sort of the Eagles organization, especially around Carson.
Yeah.
He wants to knock down Brady. He wants to remove him from the GOAT.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful that he wants to do that. Now, how many people also want to do that never are able to do it because the other team's good?
True. That's also...
If I was playing New England, I'd say, I'd want to beat Brady. I would say that.
Yeah, but he also...
Right? But in the end, could I beat Brady? I don't know.
But I think he also wants to...
He wants to prove this. He wants to prove that. I understand. Everybody uses their little subplots. Well, he wants to prove. Apparently, the other team doesn't want to prove anything. So on one side, you got a guy wants to prove. On the other side, they're not going to play. The other thing is a good team. Tyler and Bluebell, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tyler.
Mike, happy Friday.
What's up, Tyler?
Fellow Penn State alum here. So ironically, I didn't see the McShay mock draft today, but I was calling in to talk Miles Sanders. I don't know how you feel, but I definitely think he'd be an awesome fit. I mean, he's only gained a lot of popularity around the nation after the combine results come in, but watching him this year, he's just a productive back, man. He's a pure back. I think he'll add to the team right away, as Tyrone said. I think he's a guy that can play all three downs and even get in on special teams if you need him to on something like kickoff return. But aside from that, I just think, he'd be a great fit here. I don't know if the Eagles are willing to take him second round because I think he kind of bumped Josh Jacobs with his combine performance. I don't know how you feel
about
that.
Josh Jacobs is selected higher than him in this draft. And in fact, he would be available with the first pick. If the Eagles picked him, they've got him going 35th, Josh Jacobs, in this mock draft. I mean, I like Miles Sanders. He didn't wow me, to be honest with you, during his season. Now, his combine numbers were a little different than I thought they'd be, so maybe he'd be a better pro than he was a college player. I didn't think he was that spectacular as a college player.
And a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I know you heard the Tommy Stevens news, so what do you think? Do you think Clifford's the guy, or do you think there's somebody younger on the roster that can fill in for Stevens now that he's moving on?
I don't know what that's about. He wanted to be guaranteed the starting position. I thought he would have been guaranteed the starting position after what he's done.
Yeah, that's the injury. The 1 year eligibility now in college is just, it's hard to have that not play for a year and be hurt and then, expect that you're going to be guaranteed.
You
got a bunch of young kids that can play.
The other guy had a really good spring game. Nobody cares about Penn State football, but, I was surprised because they beat that kid up in other positions. And I expected they would have shown some loyalty to him since he stuck with the program and named him the starter. Now, they could have named him the starter and he could have lost the job. But I think it was really unfair not to name him the starter after all he sacrificed for that. So I probably would have transferred also. Josh Jacobs is predicted to go 35th to the Oakland Raiders. Yeah, that means he's available when the Eagles pick.
Question is, what's the gap between him and the other backs? How much better is he? The Raiders are a mess, by the way. They fired all their scouts.
Did they?
Today. They sent them all home because they didn't know who to trust, so they got rid of all of them.
Really? So that's right, Mike Mayock coming in there?
Yeah, Mike Mayock.
Not trusting anybody?
Not trusting anybody, him and Gruden. So now you're 6 days from the day one of the draft.
Uh-huh.
And, obviously you got a lot of their reports, but you're worried about leaks and stuff within, and you fire everybody. So you're going into the draft with none of your scouts. Mm. They're a mess still. And they got all these picks and no scouts. They got all these
picks. Well, they got Mayock. That's all you need.
You
got
to have a scout.
Mike Mayock knows everything about every player.
No, I don't.
Vicente, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Vicente.
Hola, Mikey Miss.
Hola, Vicente.
I was so excited because of the wonderful performance of Ben Simmons.
Yes.
Amazing. And I told you yesterday about the French connection being an Australian connection. And I was trying to tell you that I meant that Ben Simmons was in that runaway train flying over to the hoop and dumping after dumping the ball to placate that Jared Dudley, who tried to get in his brain.
Yes.
And thanks to Jared Dudley, because Ben Simmons came out of the shell and he was a catalyst to dig out his potential.
Yes, he did come out of his shell.
Yes. So, wonderful. I mean, you couldn't stop this guy in the second quarter, at the end, with that dunk.
No, listen, when he gets ahead of steam, he's unstoppable. And the only way they stop him, if they get back quick enough and wall him off, and then he turned timid. But the last two games, he hasn't even been bothered by that.
Yeah.
They probably play his zone again. There's a lot of gaps in his zone for him to get the space.
You can see with clarity what I was trying to express to you yesterday, trying to use the analogy of the French Connection movie with the Australian Connection.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I gotcha.
Ben Simmons went to Brooklyn, and that movie happened in Brooklyn in the train, in the elevator.
Oh, there you go. Vicente, sometimes it's hard for me to know where you're going with it.
Okay. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you, Vicente.
And Tyrone.
All right, buddy. There you go. Vicente checking in. 2 days in a row for Vicente.
Easter.
He wanted to clarify.
Easter greetings.
What do you got there? A big peep?
Yeah, it's Sir William Peepington III.
Is Sir William Peepington III?
Yes.
Really?
I thought, spirit of this weekend.
It's really cute.
Thought I'd bring him on the air.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Glad you sprung him.
Huh?
Got in trouble for peeping over Christmas time. Got him out in time for Easter. Old Peepington.
Does your mom still get you to do an Easter basket?
She does.
Does she? Oh, that's cute.
With peeps in it. I like
peeps
them.
Peeps in it?
Yeah.
Hard-boiled eggs?
Yes, whole nine.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you decorate the eggs?
No.
You don't?
Not anymore.
Does she do them? She does the eggs?
She actually might do them with my niece.
I used to love coloring the eggs.
It's fun.
But I could never get them the deep, dark color that I wanted.
You have to leave them.
They're always pale.
You have to leave them in there for a while.
I used to leave them in there for a day. It was still the same thing.
Really?
They reach a maximum point where that's all they're going to get.
That's interesting. Did you write on them with the crayon?
Yeah, it never came out
right. Crayon, pardon?
Never came out right either.
Well, a crown.
A crown.
Yeah, right. Every so often it slips out. Huh? Yeah. Every so often it slips.
The Northeast comes out.
Slips.
Steel in Ocean City, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steel. Yo, Steel.
Yes.
Go ahead, buddy.
First and foremost, happy Easter to you, Natalie and Tyrone, your families. That's a blessing.
Well, thank you very much, Steel, and you too, bud.
77 times today, Commonwealth. Just a side piece.
Oh, that's pretty good score, Commonwealth.
Yeah, that's a darn good score. Mm-hmm. I'm not modest, but I'm getting ready for your Open.
Okay, good. Maybe if you're shooting 77 Commonwealth, you get a shot to win it. As long as you get three other good players.
A couple sandbaggers. A couple sandbaggers, and maybe I'll bring in Dustin Johnson.
Bring in DJ so you'll have like 60 degree wedges in the green.
I love the talk. Let's talk sports, shall we?
Yes.
If the big boy Joe can't play, why doesn't Brett Brown put in Bolden? I think he is.
I think he'll use Bolden against Toronto. He can.
If the big boy can't play, instead of the retread that he's horrible.
Yeah, well, he might do that against Toronto. It's a quicker team, but he didn't have to do that against the Nets. He doesn't trust Bolden that much. I don't know why he should. Why would you trust Bolden in a big playoff situation?
Well, what are your alternatives?
Well, your alternatives were last night, which you Greg Monroe and
Bob. Horrible.
Yeah, I know they're both horrible.
Come on.
Now I predict that you will see Jonah Bolden play some minutes against Toronto in that five spot.
I hope so, because the other two alternatives, I love Boban. I do. Mm-hmm. He's kind of a comedy act.
Yeah.
You know. Because he jumps about an inch.
He does. But a big game last night. He 8 for 8 from the free throw line.
He went to the free throw line.
He drained them with those big paws.
What? Big balls?
His big paws.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear it.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right. Happy Easter.
You too, buddy. All right. Yeah, 3 for 5. Made three jump shots, didn't he?
Yeah.
Turned it over 4 times, though.
Yeah, him and Ennis were killing. They both turned it over. Ennis was on my nerves with his turnover.
Because
he was missing everything.
Yeah.
I know the quad's still bothering him, but come on, man, with some of those passes he was throwing.
Not for nothing, and I don't want to tweak anybody with this. But isn't it, the Sixers have really turned the corner since they haven't put TJ in a rotation. I don't want to step on a kid when he's down, but isn't it the truth that they're a much better team without having to force 15 minutes on him?
Well, the proof is they score 145, they come back and score 131.
Right.
Why? Because there's always scorers.
Right. I know people like the kid, and he served a purpose, but I was saying you can't play him in the rotation, and Brett Brown stopped playing him in the rotation, and all of a sudden, magically, they're a better team. They have more continuity on defense and offense without having to have him in the rotation.
And you can't just sag off of him because they'd sag off Ben. But Ben, obviously, we know Ben can do a million things. They sag off TJ, and that means he has to do that spin-a-rama going under the basket, until he gets open for that 8-footer.
It's more refreshing to watch this team without him forcing 15 minutes. I'm sorry. I know people hate when I pick on him, but it's the truth. Let's go to Dave in Holmesburg. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Hi, Mike. First of all, happy Easter to you and the 18.
You too, Dave.
Thank you, buddy. Listen, I got something with this Kate Smith stuff. When's it going to stop? I don't mean that to be like a nasty question. Do you know?
When's it going
to
stop? When's what going to stop?
Like with the statues coming down.
Uh-huh.
The closed.
When is what going to stop?
What's going on?
Being progressive? Is that you want that to stop?
Is. I don't know what it is. Is that what it is?
Well, I don't know. Isn't it being more progressive and more tolerant when we do stuff like this?
I don't know, Mike. I'm asking that. Is that what you're, okay, let me ask you a question then.
What?
You've got to take the statues and the plaques from the Hall of Fames of baseball, basketball, and football. There's a lot of racist guys in there. What do you do with them plaques and statues?
Well, listen, you take them individually, a case at a time, and it's come to light. Once it comes to light about a certain person and racial tendencies, then you can no longer tolerate it.
Like, what's
the solution? Not to leave the statue up?
I don't know. I'm Ty Cobb. You know he's a known racist.
Yeah, I get it, Ty Cobb. I know. I mean,
but what do you do? You go and you look at his. Yeah, back in the Hall of Fame.
He was elected to the Hall of Fame because of his excellence in baseball. We're not electing anybody to the Hall of Fame here. What we're doing is we're removing someone who has been known for racial tendencies as an entertainer.
Okay.
They can do what they want with Ty Cobb.
She's done. Doesn't that count?
The what?
Like, she's done a lot of good things in life, too, hasn't she?
Who, Kate Smith?
Yeah,
well, unfortunately, this overshadows it.
I don't think that's right. I mean, there's got to be a cutoff line.
Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Because here's what this is all about.
Okay.
When something like this happens, white people suddenly feel like they're losing a little bit of their power. Now, why would you feel that way? Like, what does it mean to you just because they wanted to take Kate Smith down? Like, what is it? What's the connection to you?
Well, after all these years...
How does it hurt your life?
Excuse me?
How does it hurt your life?
It doesn't hurt my life.
Well, then why do you care?
I told you I wasn't being nasty asking this question.
Well, obviously you can't... Like, why would you even care? And the only rational reason that you would care is it makes you feel a little less power as a white person that this happened to Kate Smith. And, you know, I go, like, what's the big deal that we react this way to overcome racial division? Why does that threaten people? 610-632-0975. We're back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right, 5:34 on the Mike Misnelli Show. It's time for our final Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Attention all landscapers. Looking to repower a zero-turner or walk-behind mower? Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement in stock. Visit PaulBMoyer.com for details. Natalie.
Thanks, Mike.
Give me the horns.
Oh, there's the horns. Over 3,600 votes on the first poll today. Do you still want to trade Ben Simmons? 15% say yes, it's only the Nets. 85% say no generational player. And then the second Twitter poll of the day has over 1,900 votes on it. They say whoever smelt it, dealt it. So who dealt it? 10% say Zaire Smith, 34% say Joel Embiid, 46% Amir Johnson, 10% Jonathan Simmons. So
Johnson,
they've deemed Amir Johnson the poof perpetrator.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, sorry, Amir. Have a little bit more respect for your teammates. Well, don't subject the noxious gas.
He probably couldn't hold it.
Just take a little walk up to the tunnel, buddy. You're not playing.
Yeah, come on.
Maybe he didn't think it would stink.
Oh, no, he thought he could sneak it out. He thought, I'll sneak this out real fast. I'll be all right.
Yeah, but you know those SBDs.
Yep, they kill you.
Yes, they do.
The worst part is they take that methane gas, kills all the oxygen, you can't breathe. That's just as bad as the smell.
Correct. All right, well, all right, one last thing about the Kate Smith thing, because we talked to our last caller, and I just want to make sure I have a straightened viewpoint here. Here it is. It's unfortunate for Kate Smith and her legacy, because she had a vast legacy as an entertainer. Right? It's unfortunate for her legacy, but through a 2019 lens, it is what it is. And we can't possibly sanction it or have tolerance for it when you see that she did songs like, what was the song called? Pickaninny what?
I have it right
Pickaninny
in front of me.
Heaven.
Pickaninny Heaven.
And that's why darkies were born. You can't look at this through a 2019 lens and go, it was just the times. No, you have to be proactive. And so, like, there are people out there at the Wells Fargo Center. The statue's covered. And there are people out there that are hanging signs on it that say, God bless Kate Smith and Happy Easter. And I'm going, why? Well, like, what? Why are you looking at Kate Smith as the persecuted person here? Instead of looking at it like it's a reflection of progress and understanding and being more respectful of other cultures. And it's not taking power away from white people. It is just giving us further tolerance so we can get along in this world. All right. Let's go. Chris and Phil, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris.
Mike, what's going on, man? How are you? Tyrone, Nat, y'all doing a great job, man. I watch our show every day, man.
Thanks, Chris.
Happy Easter. I wanted to talk about the Eagles and the draft coming up. How about take this? Would y'all think Howie Roseman, Joe Douglas, and the medical staff, hope they got a new one, will go with drafting Jeffrey Simmons? He's a top five, top 10 talent before the ACL injury, and then double back and drafting Josh Jacobs, because there's a clear difference between Josh Jacobs and Miles Sanders. I like Miles Sanders, but it's a totally different.
So you would try to move up with the two picks in the second round, move up early in the second round to get him?
Yes, because we have two second round picks.
It might be their strategy. It might be the strategy. I mean, it looks like the first two teams in the second round aren't going running back, and they've got the Oakland Raiders taking Josh Jacobs. So if you can move ahead of the Raiders, you can get him.
Right. Or would you take Nelson Aguilar's replacement, Marquise Hollywood Brown, and give Carson Wentz a long-term deep threat?
Well, you're going to have to do that eventually. I think you have to draft a good running back in the second round, I think, is where you have to get him.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I like Josh Jacobs better than Miles Sanders. Absolutely. And if I could move up into a spot to get him, I would do that. Take Jonathan Simmons and take Josh Jacobs. You got a pretty good draft in the first two players.
Right. Absolutely.
All right, Chris. You got it, buddy.
Happy Easter, man. Take
all right, man. You too. Let's go to Joe in Bristol. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Mike, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thanks, Joe.
How are you, brother? We grew up in Bristol Borough. Talking Sixers. I honestly don't get all the talk about wanting to trade Ben Simmons. I mean, he's great in my eyes. You know, I love the Sixers. I'm a Philly fan through and through, you know. The kid, you know, he just plays his heart out. I know.
Sometimes he does. Most of the time. But in game one, he didn't play his heart out. That's why people want to trade him.
With you, but you know what they said? Like, when I like Brett Brown as a coach, but I think he, for the longest time, was like the player's coach kind of thing.
Yeah.
When he's not a Greg Popovich.
And now you're thinking he's grown up a little bit, and he's throwing the hammer down.
Right?
He is. He's made a lot of adjustments, and he should be lauded for them. Defensive adjustments, offensive adjustments, rotation adjustments. You know, I'm glad to see it. You know, it's funny, because if Ben Simmons has a bad game for it, you're going to hear the same people. He's never going to be able to trade him. You know, where he's coming off a day where, you know, he had a great game. But after game one, people wanted to trade him. After game three, they don't want to trade him. It's odd. All right, coming up in 5 minutes. Oh, we'll take a call? Okay, we'll take Kevin in Princeton. Kevin, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Kevin.
Oh, hey, Mike. How you doing?
What's up, Kev?
First time, long time.
Thanks, buddy.
So, you know, going back to Ben Simmons, I know you guys got that poll going today, and only 15% say they want to trade him.
Right.
I think that's fake news there. There's a lot more people that I hear calling the station, calling for Ben's head, calling for Brett Brown's head.
Yeah, but not after a game like last night, they're not.
Well, of course, and that, you know, people are going to do that, especially, you know,
right.
Philly, you know, we overreact every
game. Yes.
It's a little ridiculous. But, I mean, Ben Simmons, you saw how easy it was for the guy to drop 31 points. I mean, say this guy shoots 32% from three in the future, this guy's going to average 30 points a game mm-hmm. in the regular season. I mean, he's just... I don't understand it. I think it would be the biggest mistake to...
Yeah, they're not... But trust me, they're not going to trade him.
I understand.
And they're not going to trade Embiid either. This is a team. Hopefully they keep these two guys. Hopefully they beat Toronto. We don't have to worry about the team going forward and what it's going to be comprised of.
It's just you get sick of hearing it, and I'm sure, you know, Ben and you know those guys are sick of hearing it too, especially with Brett Brown. I mean, we really haven't got to see what he's got to do with our starting five. I mean, Joel's got to get on the court. I don't know. I don't hate Brett Brown, but I don't think he's got the fair shot with everyone being on the court. Well, I mean, obviously we're going to see if Joel gets back.
We're going to see enough of it to know whether they need a new voice. The way they play against Toronto. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Sound Off is coming your way right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Time for you to sound off.
You gotta be facing me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. Before we get to the calls on Sound Off, your Phillies tonight, it's Vince Velasquez against Herman Marquez. Hard-throwing right-hander, almost had a no-hitter this year. It's going to be another tough night for the Phils, I think. Their lineup goes McCutcheon, Kingery, Harper, Hoskins, Romuto, Hernandez hitting six tonight. So he switched places with Roman Quinn, who's hitting seven, Franco hitting eighth, and Vinny Velasquez, your pitcher. Nah. All right, so Sound Off is 610-771-9705. Call us up. You got something to say. Leave us a message on that line. You may make it to the big show. Let's go.
Baby steps, Mike. I don't want to hear all this stuff about Ben need a jumper, all right? All you need is a sweet euro. Get in that lane. Cut it up, all right? Don't talk to Magic. Talk to Manu, all right?
Well, he's got the euro. He's got a euro going to the basket. See, he needs to make a 10-12 footer. And all the nonsense of walling him off will stop.
And I want to give props to Brett Brown. He coached his ass off tonight because he put the players in a position to win. And he showed confidence in the players that he had on the floor without Joel Embiid. Brett did not blink an eye. Brett Brown is doing a fantastic job. And it's time for us to start stepping up and giving the coach some props.
I hear you. Last two games have been coached very well with adjustments being made. So, yeah, you're right. But we haven't heard any anti-Brett calls over the last two games. And no anti-Ben calls over the last two games.
Entering this offseason, the Philadelphia Flyers, instead of focusing on the actual team, they decided to open up a can of worms, play social justice warriors, and get the fan base at each other's throat over Kate Smith and the Broad Street Bully era once again. Flyers, please stop pulling these stunts and actually focus on winning for a change.
Well, I mean, once the Yankees did what they had to do, the Flyers had to do what they did today, right? I mean, they couldn't just buck it. Okay. And buck the whole thing.
Because then there would absolutely have been people today saying that they were racist.
Yeah.
That's what would happen.
Right. You gotta cut it right away.
Anything to take away from these fair weather Phillies fans who are micromanaging this team. They're acting like the Phillies are in a 16-game season. 162 games, fellas. Everybody take a little bit of a relaxation. Calm the hell down.
Well, who's complaining about? What are people complaining about? What do you mean, calm the hell down? Whoa, what's the complaint? Did I miss something? What was he complaining about?
Social media people were upset yesterday, but they really couldn't really get hits yesterday other than Real Muto.
They're upset because they lost the game?
Yeah, they're riding a little hard.
Yeah, you're going to lose games.
Oh, man. So I don't get to see a 75-year-old archaic video with scratchy audio that hasn't brought the Flyers any luck in four decades on the Jumbotron and a duet with Lauren Hart anymore? Well, to that I say, God bless America.
Well, here's the million-dollar question. Will Lauren Hart be singing God Bless America? Can they bring her out? Because the association with the duet all these years... Can she still sing God Bless America?
Of course she can.
She can?
She didn't sing.
Lauren didn't do anything.
No, I'm not saying she did anything. I'm just saying that the association of her singing the duet with Kate Smith, they may have to go in another direction and not sing God Bless America. Have her sing the national anthem.
Oh, you could do that. But I think you can still have her sing.
People will think when Lauren sings it, most people think of the duet. So therefore, they're thinking of Kate Smith bringing her into the equation.
No, I think Lauren will make sure that it's, you know, okay. She represents well.
All right.
Craig Monroe was -9 in a game the Sixers won by 16 points. That's hard to do. Forget about game planning against the Nets. We need to devise a game plan against Craig Monroe.
What?
He was saying, well, first he called him Craig. But then he switched to Greg, and he was just saying that he was a minus in a game they won by 16. How's that possible? Basically, they got a game plan against him.
I mean, somebody interviewed him after the game, too, right? Didn't he have an interview, on-court interview?
I didn't see one.
I thought I saw one, because he had 13 rebounds. That was the worst productive game I've ever seen anybody have.
It's terrible.
All right, close it down.
Of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
I don't like
water
because I don't like
leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
All right, we got to get out of here. Devon Gibbons next up on the radio side on NBC Sports Philadelphia. It's Quick Slants. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.